After years of silence on a blasphemy case in Pakistan, we finally have some movement. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In light of new developments for Asia Bibi, we've also got some urgent prayer requests. Plus, it's National Foster Care Month, but what does that have to do with the gospel? Well, turns out, a whole lot. Stay tuned for that story in just a few moments. But first, Asia Bibi has been in legal limbo on Pakistan's death row since her arrest nearly a decade ago. The Christian wife and mother was falsely accused and convicted of blasphemy and sentenced to death. Her execution was stayed in 2015, and she made an appeal, but that's gone nowhere up until now. The Chief Justice of Pakistan's Supreme Court says he will hear Asia Bibi's appeal. FMI's Bruce Allen says,
no date has been fixed yet, but that is good news that we could be coming near to the end of this legal battle on behalf of Asia Bibi. The Chief Justice is saying, I'm going to preside on the bench over this case, and I want to get this done. So this looks like this will be the final hearing in her case.
Bibi's family is asking believers to fast and pray in light of her upcoming appeal hearing.
It is giving her great emotional support to know that her brothers and sisters in Christ around the world are praying for her, are advocating on her behalf, and trying to keep international attention focused on the case.
And as you continue to pray for Bibi and other persecuted Christians in Pakistan, Allen says,
pray for their perseverance. In the book of Hebrews, we're told to remember those in prison as if it were us. What would we want people to be remembering on our behalf when they're interceding for us?
You can also write a letter of encouragement directly to Asia Bibi in prison through the Voice of the Martyrs. We've got a link at missionnews.org. Next, Nicaragua is finally beginning to calm down after violent street protests, the largest the country's seen since 1990, rattled the country last week. Now, the protests, led mainly by students, were a response to President Daniel Ortega's attempt to change the Social Security system. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz says,
one incident that happened was a reporter called Angel Gahana was reporting on damage done to a bank. And he was doing a Facebook Live, and while he was doing his report, he was shot. Now, I don't know if he was shot purposely or if it was just a stray bullet, but he died.
Now, the resolution for changes was revoked on Sunday, and the protests have since turned peaceful. Pray for believers there to respond in the love of Christ.
And also be able to preach the gospel in the midst of this violence and show that the Bible is the answer to our problems, not going out on the streets and throwing rocks at the police.
And May is National Foster Care Month, but what does that mean? Bethany Christian Services' Chris Poluski says,
it's to bring up the awareness of the importance of foster care. And we're excited about it here at Bethany. We work with children who are in need of foster care. Last year alone, we helped to place around 2,600 kids in foster care across the United States and internationally.
Millions of children worldwide are in need of foster care. And the number of vulnerable kids is increasing because of the opium crisis in the U.S. and the global refugee crisis. But without loving foster families, Poluski says, kids have challenging futures.
Their chances at success in life are slim. So the number that I heard the other day was 50% of children who age out of the foster care system and that are not associated with a family are incarcerated after, I think it's 3 or 4 years. So you just hear the large percentages of kids that are on drugs, that are in prostitution. That was the United States. But if you're looking at a street child in a place like Ethiopia or Uganda, when they are in a good, loving family, then they have a greater chance of success at life.
Ask God to open the hearts and homes of more potential foster families. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? The need for prayer for this population is immense. So this month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that'll not only explain more, but also help you to pray specifically for this unreached people group. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.